Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. A gardening friend of mine once told me about her vegetable gardening goal. It was to incorporate something she grew in her garden into every single meal that she ate. As she explained the details of her goal, I began to formulate my own similar vegetable gardening goals. I liked her concept, but my vegetable garden was far too small to incorporate something into every meal, so I modified the goal slightly. I made it my mission to incorporate one item from my vegetable garden into at least one meal every day. I found it was much easier to achieve my goals in our fall and winter vegetable growing season. This was attainable because the vast amount of greens and lettuce that we can grow in these months. If I simply ate a salad or a sandwich with a piece of lettuce on it for lunch, then my goal was accomplished. Whether you're an expert gardener or just beginning, I have always found vegetable gardening in the cool season much more enjoyable and successful, mainly because of the bulletproof vegetables that we can grow this time of year. Vegetables that can be planted into the garden now include beets, cabbage, carrot, celery, collards, garlic, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mustard, onion, radishes, rutabaga, shallots, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. Beets, carrots, radishes, and turnips are root crop vegetables that need to be planted directly into the vegetable garden. This is called direct seeding. Direct seeding is a method used to plant for two main reasons. First, the vegetable is a root crop. If the seed is planted into a cell pack or pot for transplant, it is very likely the main tap root will be damaged or at least deleteriously affected. The second reason why a seed would need to be directly seeded into the vegetable garden is because the seed is extremely cheap, such as lettuce or mustard. Cabbage, celery, kale, kohlrabi, lettuce, spinach, and Swiss chard can still be grown from seed, but to get a few weeks' head start, consider purchasing transplants from your favorite local independent nursery or garden center. Leaf lettuce is one of my favorite types of lettuce to grow, as opposed to a head lettuce. With leaf lettuce, you can plant many plants into the garden and harvest a few leaves off of each plant every day to make your sandwich or salad. The plant will continue to grow through the fall, winter, and spring months, allowing a longer harvest interval, whereas a head lettuce will yield much more at one time, but you'll have to cut the whole head off of the plant and replant the seed later on. Carrots are also a great bulletproof plant to put into the vegetable garden. If you really like carrots and want to have a bountiful harvest all season long, consider implementing this trick. Take the area that you're going to plant your carrots into and divide it up into thirds. Plant only one third of that vegetable gardening area with carrot seed. Wait about 2 to 3 weeks and let that seed germinate and begin to grow. Come back with a second batch of seed and plant in the second third of your garden. This will begin to stagger your harvest intervals with your carrots. Wait again another 2 to 3 weeks, let those second batches germinate and begin to grow, then come back and plant your third batch of seed in your last third of the garden. This will help to stagger your harvest intervals, that way you don't end up with a whole bed of carrots harvesting all at one time. This concept can also be used with broccoli, cabbage, or cauliflower. No one wants to harvest 40 heads of cabbage at one time. Staggering this by a few weeks will allow you to harvest a few heads here and there during the growing season. The goal of incorporating one item from the vegetable garden into one meal each day has certainly been an eye-opening experience for me. Rather than growing a vegetable garden to see what or how much I'm able to produce, this goal has focused my efforts and forced me to plan ahead with planting and the use of each plant. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at Rouse_horticulture or check out previous podcasts of the show available at WRKF.org.